The world threatens North Korea with sanctions. Christians are concerned. Flooding in the U.S. draws a Christian response, and relief and development work in Indonesia's quake zone ramps up to the next phase. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. NATO is urging a firm international response to North Korea's test firing of seven missiles, which defied international warnings. The response could mean sanctions or worse. Open Doors' Paul Estabrooks just finished a book called Escape from North Korea.
They've had a famine for the past decade, practically. It was especially bad in the middle 90s. This is why most people are trying to escape, just to get food. So any sanctions are going to create more challenges.
North Korea ranks number one in the Open Doors World Watch list of nations who persecute Christians most. Estabrooks describes the Christian situation.
We do know that 50 to 70,000 of our brothers and sisters are in labor camps just because they're believers. We estimate there could be anywhere from 100,000 to 200,000 or 300,000 Christians in North Korea today.
Sanctions could make it more difficult on Christians who worship and share their faith very quietly. Pray for freedom. Next, at least 20 deaths were reported in flooding in the United States through Pennsylvania, Maryland, New York, and Virginia. The Christian Reformed World Relief Committee is just one agency helping. CRWRC's Bill Adams says that they're working in New Jersey.
A lot of the areas were somewhat rural. So the communities, a lot of them were smaller communities, but there were thousands of people that were evacuated from their homes. But there's still an awful lot of homes that have been flooded, 6 feet of water in the homes. So there's going to be a lot of cleanup and a lot of recovery that's going to be needed.
The CRWRC's Christian roots are evident when they help.
That's one of the great things about our folks is they're very sensitive to the spiritual needs of people. And, you know, we don't go in and force our religion on people, but we do go in and we let them know why we're there. And there's as much of a spiritual restoration as there is getting a home repaired.
Prayer, funding, and volunteer managers are needed. You're listening to Mission Network News. Food for the Hungry continues to respond to the emergency needs in Indonesia's disaster zone, but recovery has shifted out of the crisis period and into a secondary phase. On-the-ground teams are settling into distribution of cooking kits and other tools, construction of transitional shelters, and the construction of public latrines and wells. Food for the Hungry's goal is to partner with the local churches to help them build and strengthen the developing relationships in their communities. Meanwhile, OMS International's David Long says construction of the Maputo Biblical Seminary building is nearing completion.
The building itself had pretty much been constructed, and now they need to finish out the inside and get the electrical in and get the furniture in and get it ready for use.
It's come a long way since 1998, when the dream first became a reality, and soon became evident that they'd have to grow the size of the dream.
Presently, they're able to train only 50 students at a time, and the expanded facility will allow them to train up to as many as 200 students. And of course, these are pastors and workers for the churches in Mozambique.
Long says another challenging goal is to have 50% of the faculty made up of committed Mozambican teachers by 2010.
With that kind of expansion, you're going to have the challenge of bringing in more faculty. And so we always have the need for qualified teachers who would come, and especially those who would come and spend some time there, who would teach for at least a semester, or who might commit for a year or 2 years or longer to a seminary like that.
And Nigeria is doing great work as one of the great missionary sending nations in Africa. However, peace between the North and the South remain a problem for the church there. To them, the hope of Christ plays a key role in the peacemaking. Pray for the mobilization of local churches and workers as they daily distribute the Book of Hope to the youth. Their goal this year is to finish distributing 5 million copies of the Book of Hope throughout the country. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join Mission Network News and Buckner Orphan Care International for a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Leningrad, Russia, September 28th through October 8th. Information is available at 1-800-995-4828 or by going to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.